Labor and National have both taken a hit in the latest One News Colmar Brunton poll, with the ACT Party proving the big winner. Tonight's poll puts Labor at 43%, down 3, and National at 26%, also down 3. ACT are at 14%, up 5 points, the Green Party on 8%, so no change there. As for Preferred Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern is still in the lead on 44%, but she's down 4 points, with Judith Collins falling behind David Seymour, who is on 11%. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, joins me now from our Parliament studio. Jane, shall we start with, well, can we call them the losers? Judith Collins and the National Party. This is, well, the lowest she's gone in the Preferred Prime Minister stakes since she took on the leadership, isn't it?
That's right, and these numbers are not where National would have been wanting to go. Now, Labor and National and New Zealand have been through a tough period with these lockdowns, but Labor can afford to lose a bit of support. National cannot afford to lose support, and as you see there in those Preferred Prime Minister stakes as well, not only in the party vote, but Judith Collins as opposition leader has now been bypassed or passed by David Seymour. So in the position that she's at the moment, this is the worst kind of news for that party.
Yeah, and I mean, the obvious question here, Jane, sorry to ask you it again, is how long can she possibly stay on? Because obviously, you know, there was a lot of brouhaha over a quite aggressive interview she did at one point, pulling out of TV interviews, and now she's got a former Prime Minister, wow, stealing her thunder, really. So how long can she hang in there?
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks for Judith Collins, but really there are definitely active moves or talk about removing her as leader from, you know, a number of MPs who are very, very unhappy with her leadership, and also not just her performance, but the kind of culture that is in the caucus at the moment. There are two things really stopping any active move just right at the moment. The first is that the whole caucus is still separated. So while Auckland MPs are still under level 3 and unable to come down, there won't be any move to roll her. And the other thing that anyone you talk to in the National Party is so aware of is they shouldn't be talking about themselves in the middle of a pandemic. They're in this situation where they know they shouldn't be focusing on the leadership. The bad coverage and the skirmishes keep going, and they know themselves that that's not what the public wants to hear. So to top that off with a leadership contest, I think everyone recognises that that's probably not going to do them any favours. And actually, as Judith Collins has just told One News, there have been 4 leadership changes, and look where the party is now. So it's not necessarily the answer.
Yeah, so Judith Collins slipping almost into the margin of error for this poll. Jacinda Ardern and the Labor Party both down on both counts of Preferred Prime Minister and the party ratings. 4%, reasonably significant drop. But will they be pleased with that, given these are tough times, as you point out?
Look, I don't know if they'd ever be pleased with a drop in the polls, and particularly to see the Prime Minister slipping as well. But as I said at the start, you know, they have a lot of room to come down and support a little bit, as I said, after a pretty hard time. And I think you're seeing public dissatisfaction, especially in Auckland with the lockdown restrictions, people really starting to push back against this lockdown. And, as this outbreak rolls on, I think that's a reflection of some of that drop in support. But look, it's certainly nowhere, it's not dangerous territory for Labor nor Jacinda Ardern. I think the thing that they will be looking at is that rise of ACT and how David Seymour's coming up. So even though Judith Collins and National is slipping down or not benefiting, it's a party on the other side that is coming up. It's not Labor that is benefiting from National's slide just at the moment.
Yeah, so is David Seymour the de facto opposition here now?
Well, he's been trying to make a good case for it. Of course, Judith Collins keeps insisting that she is the opposition leader. It is a formal title, the leader of the opposition. But, you know, this is part of what the caucus is worried about. They see the traditional opposition party getting to the mid-20s, as Labor did, in its crisis times before Jacinda Ardern took over, heading, you know, into those mid-high 20s as danger territory. And in that case, you know, there was the Greens alongside nipping at their heels. So it's very, very worrying for National to see their numbers continue to slide. And then it comes that question, is it more damaging to install a new leader, or is the damage going to be further wrought as the leadership stays in place? So, as I said, this ACT dynamic does not help their situation in the slightest.
We can't not talk about Simon Bridges. So obviously he is preferred Prime Minister, stakes 2% here, right? So he is in the margin of error. I mean, how well realistic would it be to think that the National Party would go back to the future with a leader too?
Well, this is the question too, and also so soon after an election loss, like who would actually want to take over at this stage of the game to get through, you know, so many months to an election with all of the pitfalls that we have seen for an opposition leader. But really, Simon Bridges is the only person that's being talked about here. You know, I've had conversations about his poor public polling, or that, you know, the way that the that he didn't really ever shine in those public performance ratings when he was a leader. And there's a bit of a belief that maybe he's a bit more relaxed now. He's maybe had a bit more rehabilitated in the eyes of the public. And also that he actually probably should have had a go. Again, this is the view of some of the caucus, that, you know, he was shortchanged by not being able to have a run at the 2020 election, and maybe it's time to give him a shot. But as I said, the likes of Christopher Luxon, that is well into the future. I think at this stage he will be sitting biding his time. I think at this point it is a very early time to be talking about changing the leader, especially they've already been through their roll call. But as I said, Simon Bridges, the only one realistically being talked about if there is a move. But even if we've seen over the weekend busily protesting that he doesn't want the job, so let's see how things pan out.
Good to talk to you, Jane. That's our political editor, Jane Patterson, joining us live there from our Parliament studio.